A letter from the governing body. Dear fellow witnesses of Jehovah, what exciting times these are, and what joy we have. We truly enjoy working together with you, dear brothers and sisters, shoulder to shoulder, as it were, in giving the greatest witness of all time to our Heavenly Father, Jehovah. Zephaniah 3:9. Our joy in serving Jehovah does not mean that we are without serious difficulties. During the past service year, some of you have suffered hardships as a result of earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, and other life-threatening natural disasters. Many struggled daily with the debilitating effects of disease and old age. All of us must contend with the ever-increasing pangs of distress. Matthew 24:8. In a number of countries, including Armenia, Eritrea, and South Korea, many of our brothers are imprisoned for their faith. What has helped us to keep a positive attitude despite these difficulties? The year text for 2010 has reminded us of one important factor. Love endures all things. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:7-8. Yes, our love for one another, as well as our love for Jehovah, strengthens us to endure successfully. Many who claim to be Christians are amazed at the extent and consistency of our preaching work. Although they may disagree with our beliefs and teachings, some have even been prompted to exclaim, "You people are doing the work that we should be doing." What is one factor that enables Jehovah's Witnesses to continue preaching day in and day out? Again, the answer is love. Like our Heavenly Father, we do not want any to be destroyed. Our desire that all attain to repentance is reflected in the new peak of 7,508,050 publishers recorded during the past service year. What other religious organization has so many ministers actively engaged in this labor of love, freely volunteering to assist others spiritually? We are encouraged to see the continuing fulfillment of the prophecy recorded by Isaiah. It must occur in the final part of the days that the mountain of the house of Jehovah will become firmly established above the top of the mountains, and it will certainly be lifted up above the hills, and to it all the nations must stream. Isaiah 2:2-4. Among the vast multitude streaming up to the house of Jehovah are the 294,368 who were baptized during the past service year. We welcome these precious ones to our ranks. May our Christian love motivate us to continue to help them to ward off the attacks of our enemy, Satan the devil. The all-time peak attendance of 18,706,895 at the memorial on Tuesday, March 30, 2010, indicates the potential for yet millions more to join us in our worship of Jehovah. How happy we can be that Jehovah has not yet brought an end to this wicked system of things. In the meantime, our love helps us to continue to endure. The Remain Close to Jehovah district conventions, most of which were held throughout the world in 2010, strengthened our relationship with our Heavenly Father, Jehovah. How true are the words of the psalmist, "Happy is the people whose God is Jehovah." Psalm 144:15. No matter what the future may hold, we feel confident that if we have Jehovah by our side, we have nothing whatsoever to fear. Soon Jehovah, by means of his Son, will break up the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Truly, we long for that day to come, but in the meantime, we have plenty of work to keep us busy. Be assured that, without ceasing, we always make mention of you in our prayers. May you keep yourselves in God's love while you are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ with everlasting life in view. Jude 21. We love you all, your brothers, governing body of Jehovah's Witnesses.